11-9, Gallatin County leads here after one quarter of play. Collins got off to a pretty hot start, but has not gotten much to go here late in the first quarter. Dom Turner will start the second quarter on the bench, and Charlie Cochran checks back in. Jacob Feldner also back in, and he's in with those two personals. Inbounded in the backcourt. Rathman has it. He's working against Bale. He'll go man-to-man, Colin. Out straight away, Rathman. Couldn't get a shot off. Trying to force his way in. They'll switch off. Cochran will guard him. Rathman takes a long three, partially blocked. Saved in by McKnight. The Feltner get it right back to Davion. Davion pushes it. Leaves it off for Nick East. I'd like to see Feltner spot up there for three. He was trailing on the play. Now it looks like Gallatin now back man-to-man here. Where you got to go to Charlie underneath. McKnight with it on the right wing. Out straight away to Vail. Left side to Eve. Back straight away to Feltner. Right wing here to Cochran. Back straight away to McKnight. Left side to Feltner. Jacob gets it back to McKnight. It's a lot of passing around the perimeter. Not much going north and south here for the Titans. Right side, Bale has it.
There he is.
Davion. Right back to Bale. Davion still within the corner. Now dribbles it all the way back out front. Going to get in the lane. Leaves it off for Cochran underneath and tipped away by Gallatin County out of bounds.
Davion, take that little runner right there.
You can really see Gallatin County collapse their defense. Any drive gets into the lane. Floated it into Cochran. He'll go baseline, leave it off for Vail, right side Feldman. Jacob's going to drive, leave it off for Cochran in the corner. And knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. So right now, Scott Collins really looks out of sync on the offensive end.
Really can't get a shot. I mean, not getting open on any of their screens. And Gallatin County doing a really good job of staying with the shooter.
I think the lower scoring game definitely favors Gallatin County. And right now, Collins only 9 on the board. We're a minute and a half in the second quarter. Straight away, E, left side to Feldner. Feldner going to drive baseline, cut off, floats his leather side to Vail. Right back to McKnight. Feeds it down low to Cochran. Charlie goes up and scores in the lane. A lot of patience there and really triple team on the shot. Just good offense there by Charlie Cochran.
Yeah, that's right.
Ties things up here at 11. 2 minutes in. Floats it up ahead. Gets it to Rasmussen. He's going to drive the basket out of control. Goes up, rebounded by McKnight. Davion looking to run. Pushing a pace. Leaves it off for Vail. Goes all the way to the basket. Will lay it in. Collins back out on top. 13-11. Middle floor to Wilson. To Rathman. Gets it to Stewart in the front court. Right back to Wilson straight away. He's going to drive. Leave it off for Cochran. Wide open. Spawn will lay it in.
Marcellus got beat off a dribble. Charlie had to step up when he did. And that left off for an easy layup for Gallatin County.
13-all. 5.5 to go. McKnight going to drive all the way to the basket. And scores. And they'll get a blocking pass. Should have been a trip before the shot.
This guy's caught him. These guys are good at looking at each other and pointing, didn't they? They always point to the same guy.
They sure do.
I think he said, you're getting paid more. You make that call.
I thought they were going to call that a charge at first, but he got tripped before he ever got to that part. Free throw up by Davion Good. Thought Davion really made some pressure free throws in that opening round matchup against Oldham County in the fourth quarter. Kyle Perdue will check in, as will Nick Fort and Dominic Turner. McKnight and Bale and Eads all go to the bench here right for the Titans.
See, something good happened early for Kyle. He struggled a little bit the other night against Oldham County's pressure.
Stewart floats it up ahead to Beatty. Beatty hands it back to Wilson. He's guarded by Fort. Wilson now with it straight away. Looks to direct traffic. Seen a lot of isolation. It looks like he's got... Same thing here again, and he'll drive the basket and draw the foul on fourth. And right now, it's I call it the Frank Mason offense, where you just drive and throw your body into somebody and try to get a call. First foul on Nick Ford. Sixth team foul. And they were giving two shots on him. Wilson comes in, 84% from the line. Free throw good. His first point of the night. Comes in averaging 19.2 on the season. Second free throw in the air. This one no good. Rebounded by Cochran. 16-14. Collins leads it here. 4:55 to go here in the second quarter. And Purdue nearly threw that one away. Rescued by Turner. Dom gets it away to Cochran straight away. Left wing to Ford. Leaves it down to Turner. He's being triple teamed. Out to Ford. Wide open three in the air. Good.
A stick for Nick right there. That shot's open all night. That's why I thought maybe Jacob might have a good game, because they're going to have to double on the block, and that's going to leave wide open shooters.
Biggest lead of the night here from Collin so far. They lead by five, 19-14. Stewart leaves it off Rasmussen. Right side, he's open from three. He's already hit one. Make it two.
And Coach Gaither wants a timeout.
Galvin got it. Coach Gaither is talking to Nick Ford. Did not like the defensive transition there. And that full timeout will take a break as well. 4:18 to go here in the second quarter. Collins leads it 19-17. You're listening to the 8th Region semifinals here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business for 24 years and is a quality used car lot, specializing in used vehicles with all the lot financing. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. That's 633-0028. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales. Have a look around and secure your tax time purchase. Perry's Auto Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Zaxby's Food has always brought people together, catering to the big moments, the little wins, the long talks, and the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zax Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio.
Collins inbounds at Cochran, right side. Feltner open from three. Got it!
Hey, yeah! That's my man, I told you.
So three straight threes, two by Collins, one by Gallatin County. Lead back to five for the Titans, 22-17 as we go under 4 minutes here in the second quarter.
Logan's legend in the house, and it ain't Snake. It's Boy Smith in the house.
Sadie working against Feltner. He will score, and that'll be number three on Jacob Feltner.
That's just a good job right there by Gallatin County. I mean, I called him everything in the book. I call him every... Pretty sure I call my own one, OWE. But good move.
At least
there.
The team so far are all blue and white. I'll give you that.
My baby's taking right at Jacob Feltner. It hurts my prediction.
Right now, the dribble penetration really giving Colin fit. Free throw up. This one well off. Big rebound by Turner. So leads it three here, 22-19. Titans, 3:38 to go here in the second quarter.
Kyle Perdue will get some looks from outsiders. Really capable of knocking some down, too.
Kyle has it, feeds it down low to Cochran.
Nope.
Out to Fort, he fakes and go baseline, shoot a 15-footer air ball. Rebounded by Rasmussen. Gets away to Wilson.
It's not a good shot. That's a tough shot. You know, pull-up jumper from 12 feet on the side.
Wilson with it out front, guarded by Fort. Goes right side to Rasmussen. Collins man-to-man. He's going to drive baseline on Turner. Goes up and scores. Flips it in over the outstretched arms, and Rasmussen has come in to score eight and lead down to one here, 22-21. Ford straight away to Perdue. Right back to Ford. High post to Cochran. Right back to Ford. Swing the ball to the right side to Perdue. Wide open three in the corner. Good. Rimmed around and fell in. And Scott, you nailed that one on the head. They'll have some open looks, and Kyle Perdue ready to shoot, knocks it down, lead back to four here for the Titans, 25-21.
With Jacob and Thatcher over him and Marcellus, when they're both in there, they have some chances. And both of them are, like you said, very capable of shooting.
Beatty, looking to drive baseline, set off by McKnight, gets it to Wilson. Wilson fake, straight away, Stewart. Comes out to Rasmussen. Gets it right back to Wilson straight away. Wilson between the legs dribble. 2 minutes to go here before the half. Goes up the right ball screen. Had a shot if he wanted it. It'll pass left side to Beatty. Right back to Wilson. Collins in a 2-3 zone with Dominic Turner out on the front end of this. Trying to challenge shot. Wilson open from three. This one good. He's wide open.
I think this team shoots the ball a little better than outside and Odom did.
Yeah.
I'm not sure you can 2-3 zone these guys.
Have to be a lot more active than that, that's for sure. Lead back to one. Dominic Turner out straight away to fourth. Back to McKnight. Davion looks to drive, cut off. Goes across court to fourth. Back straight away to Purdue. Kyle looking underneath, nothing there. Gets to McKnight in the corner. Davion goes across court to Purdue. Short corner here to Cochran. Cross court pass to McKnight. Rides up, 15-foot jumper, good.
When he hit that shot, it's unstoppable.
Right now, the Collins offense has really picked things up. Just got to get some stops on the defensive end. Braston's going to drive. 15-foot jumper in the air, no good. Battle for the rebound will go out of bounds off Dominic Turner.
Need somebody to step up and guard Raskin. I mean, somebody said, I got this guy. I mean,
all their offense predicated on Mason Wilson of getting into creases and creating spots for others. Inbounded, Raskin open again, and this one no good. Rebounded by Cochran.
Him being called a center is definitely not a center.
No, not a center. McKnight and threw it away. Raskin, and then Raskin almost threw it away. Chased down by Wilson deep in the backcourt. Gets it away to Beatty.
Rare mistake by Davion.
Over to Raskin. Collins by three. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Could be a big change of momentum one way or the other here in these last 30 seconds. Basket by Gallatin would be huge. A stop by Collins and give them at least a three-point lead here in the half. 15 seconds. 2-3 zone, and they're trying to trap out of it. Right side, Stewart. Right back straight away to Beatty. Right back to Stewart in the corner. Wilson open from threes. No good. Rebound knocked away. Beatty faced and Trapp double dribbled with it with 1.6 to go. He was trying to hurry him, get his feet down behind the line.
So
Collins will have 1.6 to go.
I thought that ball might be out on the side over there.
Probably better off for Collins to be out behind the basket.
Yeah, true.
And they'll throw it up, and should have let that one out of bounds. And they'll throw it into the rafters.
Yeah,
if it went out of bounds, they'd have got the ball into the basket.
Yeah, you're right.
So Gallatin picks it up, throws it into the rafters. Both quarters in with balls thrown into the rafters. Collins leads it here at the half, 27-24. We'll take a break. Coverage here of the 8th Region Basketball Tournament. You're listening to it all right here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.